Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yes, it is that time of the week, and it is a big weekend to come with the Mets in town. It's time for a Fransky Friday. Scott Fransky joining us, sponsored by Morgan and Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Scott, how you doing today?
Scott.
Well, I'm doing all right. No power, no phone, no internet.
Oh.
Yeah. Sitting in a parking lot right now, just so I can call you guys.
Well, we appreciate it, Scott. Scott, you know, I'm kind of curious because we kind of bantered this around all week long. So allow me to long talk for just a minute. What do you make of the Castellanos benching, the whole thing with that, and then him starting the next night?
Well, I don't know what was said.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't, you know, I mean, I just know if Rob felt it was to the level, if it rose to that level, I don't think he would do. From what I can gather, is he really contemplated it, you know, thoughtfully. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like he came off the field and that night he said, all right, well, you're going to be benched tomorrow. I mean, they talked about it that night and they. You know, he went back and he thought about it and, he, you know, obviously thought it rose to that level. So, I think Rob has done a pretty good job of managing some, you know, some pretty big personalities in that clubhouse over the years. And,
mm-hmm.
and so I'd like to think he knows what he's doing there.
So, Scott, now a couple interesting things from this, because it all turned out okay, right? Next night he makes the catch, they win the game, and it's kind of, you know, everyone's talking about water under the bridge. I'm curious where this goes from here. So, we know he left him in the field late in the game since then, but now, you know, the seal is broken. You know, they will take him off the field, at least that's a thought, that he could take him off the field late in the game. When do you, and I think I heard you ask the other day, is there a... Let's call it a formula, right? Is there a moment where you know it's the right thing? Is it a one-run lead, two? And I don't think that Topper is going to unveil what it is. But how do you think this goes now? Because clearly they have a better all-defense outfield that doesn't include Nick, and they kind of told us that the other night, yet he was still on the field after that. I'm just wondering how this goes as the games get bigger and the stakes get higher here.
I think we're going to see it more often. I really do. I don't think it will be an every game thing. And like, you know, like you mentioned, there's not an exact science to it or a specific formula, but some of it, you know, it's where did he bat in the eighth inning? Did the Phillies just clear his spot in the order, for instance? Is he going to bat again? Is it a one run game and you're worried about, going extras? Is your bullpen short, right? Are you trying to win it right then? Can you play the long game if your bullpen's a little short or whatever? I do think we're going to see it. I think we'll see more of it because I know it's something that, you know, he's talked about and contemplated for a while. I think everybody understands that, you know, there's an upgrade defensively in the outfield, and that's to put Rojas out there, move Marsh to left, which is an upgrade in terms of using Marsh. Kepler, you know, would be an upgrade over Castellanos in right. And again, I think this comes down to Nick. I mean, Nick loves to play. Nick wants to be out there for every single inning, but, he also has to understand what's best for the team, and there will be nights when it's best for the team for him to, you know, spend the last half inning or inning and a half on the bench and to have a better defensive outfield.
Scott Fransky with us. Scott, I'm going to ask you a kind of a big picture question. Your year's covering baseball. Obviously, Castellanos is the subject this week. I saw a story that Nick had asked the Phillies now, after all this, to show him some of the defensive metrics, to let him see the data that they see. Scott, do you think players, because I have a theory that players that maybe are losing range don't know it like we know it, or maybe they don't want to believe it. I think it's one thing if they're making errors, that's obvious, like they know I made a mistake. I'm just curious, and I wonder if Nick Castellanos before this week knew, like does he know that all the numbers are saying he's losing steps out there and maybe they got to do this. What do you think players know when they're losing range, or do you think that's something they have to be explicitly told, like this isn't going the way we need it to go?
I think most of them probably get it as they get older. I can't speak to Casty specifically on that. But I think most players, whether they want to publicly acknowledge it or not, is a different story. But I think privately, I mean, they know when their swing is getting slower. They feel it. Right? They get beat by pitches that they didn't used to get beat by. And the same applies defensively, or the same applies for a pitcher, you know, who doesn't have the same velo or doesn't have the same break or doesn't have the same command or whatever. They understand it. Now, whether they want to publicly, you know, acknowledge it or not is another story. And I don't think they necessarily have to. But, you know, I mean, it's good to have some awareness, you know, as Charlie Manuel used to say, know thyself.
Yeah, that helps.
You know, and so, I mean, I think it's fine that Nick wants to learn more about it. That's great. You know, Rob kind of joked about it yesterday. He said, look, I should probably get those packets too and learn more about it because I don't use them. He doesn't use, really. He knows generally what they are and what they say, but he watches the game and he uses his eyes to tell him, who's got more range than the other guy. And I think if you're watching every game, every night, every play, like he is, you have a pretty good sense on when a guy's losing a step.
I would think so, too. All right, Scott. Well, Castellanos should be out there tonight, as all the Phillies are, with Zach Wheeler. And it's a big series. Scott, how do you frame how big you think this series is? I mean, we all realize it's still June. I mean, whatever happens this weekend, there's a lot of baseball to go, and they'll play each other again. It does feel to me like a bigger one than normal, though, Scott, because the Mets seem to have had the Phillies' number for about a year now. It feels like they just keep getting the best of the Phillies, and I want to see that turn around. Like, that's just from my fan perspective. Scott, how big do you think this weekend is, all things considered?
I think it's a bigger than normal series. I mean, I don't think there's any question about it. I mean, anytime you play within your division, and certainly anytime you play the team that's co-leading the division with you, it's a big series. From a mental standpoint, I don't think it hurts at all to say, you know, I think it would do maybe, I'm trying to see how to phrase this. It would maybe do more harm than good, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So if they get beat up again, right, then like what happened in April, then they think to them, you know, then all the old ghosts come in. If they win two out of three, or if they play really well and, you know, battle and fight and you know, win the series, it's good. But I don't know that it carries them. You know what I mean? I think it's more a downside than anything else. If you don't play well, then again, all those old thoughts start to creep into the back of your head. Just like we were talking about a minute ago. Did I lose range? Have I lost bat speed? Did I lose a step? Have we lost a step as a team, you know, with our chief rivals in the division? So I think it's important that they play well and they show well, I think they have the pitching matchups they like. I don't think there's any doubt about that. They have Wheeler going in game one. I think that's great. And should be fun. Should be an unbelievable weekend, I hope.
So, Scott, is there any chance that we might see Bryce Harper this weekend?
I don't think so. You never know. It does sound like it's going to be sort of a show and go, if you will. Bryce tries it out. Dry swings yesterday. He swings off the tee. If that goes well, maybe he swings, get some live pitching to see. But I think it's probably unlikely that it's this weekend. But, he's the showman. And I know the narrative can be out there that, with three games coming up on national TV, maybe he wants to jump back onto the stage. But I would think Houston's a more likely possibility.
Yeah, nothing would surprise me, but I tend to understand what you're saying there. All right, last one for you, Scott. Is Orion Kirkering the closer now? I mean, it never seems like we have a closer, and it always kind of goes back and forth in matchups, but I did think this was interesting this week. He closed some games, and then they went back to him last night. Do you think he's the ninth inning guy, or is it still just a mix and it's just his week?
Yeah, no, I think he's just number one on the trust tree, if you will. Because, last night he was warming up in the eighth, and he's still the favored reliever if there's a situation to put out a fire. And that might be in the seventh, it might be in the eighth, he might close in the ninth. But I do think that moment that he sees as biggest in the game, that's where Kirkering will be used. And last night there was a chance it might come up, one-run game, somebody gets on, situation develops in the eighth. They were getting him ready for that. And if that was the case, he's not coming back out for the ninth, I don't think. So, in that case, he wouldn't have been the closer. But, to close that inning, he's their most trusted guy. And if there's a spot in the seventh, eighth, or ninth, certainly in the eighth or ninth, he's the guy.
Well, he's done a good job this week with a couple of saves. Scott, we appreciate you hopping on. Good luck with the power. I'm in the same boat at
appreciate
home.
Appreciate you.
So hopefully that gets back on soon. Yeah.
Same to everybody. I know there's a lot of people without it.
There really is. Scott,
thank
you, Scott. We'll be listening this weekend.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right.
There he goes. Scott Fransky there. And how about Scott Fransky going into a parking lot to get on the phone with us?
I appreciate that. That's dedication.
It is dedication to the show. I mean, he had to get your answers about answers for you about Castellanos.
Yeah, I mean, I think he told us a lot without saying a whole lot.
Yes.
Yeah,
well,
it was a lot.
Well, I think the thing that I took the most out of that conversation was he strongly believes that Topper's going to go back to doing it again. Now, the question is, when and where and why and how? Like, when is the spot the next time to take Castellanos off the field for defense? And now, does Nick handle it better? The same? Well, I don't know. I mean, we'll find out.
Yeah, and it also, and I'm recklessly speculating here.
That's what you do.
It also sounds like there was a conversation about him coming off the field, and he didn't like that.
Yeah.
And that's where, you know, it became a thing, and now he wants to see. He wants to see where, you know, he's failing. And the fact that his significant other was sending out mean and hurtful tweets. So, yeah, that kind of, you know, gives you a little idea of what probably was going on at the home.
Yeah, as much as, and I know Scott was saying there, he thinks players deep. Let me ask you a question. You this is not the same thing, but it's close. Did you?
Yeah.
You knew?
Yeah.
But.
Because I just.
Do you
didn't.
Think you knew right away, or do you think you were a. Like,
no, I knew.
Okay.
I knew.
You knew you started to lose a step.
Well, my bounce back, like, you know, I remember waking up in the morning. I was in training camp, and I felt worse than I did when I went to sleep.
Oh, boy.
And I remember, I never forget, I remember telling Trey, I was like, dog, I don't think I can do this no more. And he was like, oh, man, ain't nobody trying to. Like, he was like, oh, man, come on, man, suck it up. I was like, no, dog, this is different. I was like, because you wake up and you're stoked about going to practice. You know what I mean? You're not really stoked, but, you know, you do a little running and you work yourself out. But then, man, after a while, I was just like, man, I don't think I'm going to make it.
So now you were at the end, right? That was the end?
Yeah, that was the end.
So I always wonder this. And I was trying to ask Scott the question, and he framed it as he thinks players know when they start to lose a step, lose some bat speed. But I also think there's an arrogance to great athletes, right? Your whole life, you could figure
You've
it
been
out.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, Joe. But I couldn't figure it out.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And it was just it was one of those things where I was doing some of the same things. I was working out the same way, but my body just didn't respond the way that it used to.
So I always wonder if a team knows before the player, and then it's a matter of trying to like who's going to tell him, or is he going to figure it out, like?
They watch things like that.
Of course, you
got to have an eye for that, because it's one of those things when you have to know what you're looking at.
My thing is this week, right? I don't think the Phillies took Castellanos off the field because they thought last week his defense started to slip. They probably thought this the whole year, right?
Yeah, there probably was some signs to them.
Yes.
That it was, you know, this was only a matter of time before it happened.
And my gut tells me Nick doesn't feel
he didn't see it.
He doesn't feel it's as egregious as their numbers tell them, and maybe their eyes tell them, and that's the disconnect. Like, you think this is a big deal.
I don't think it's a big deal.
And that's why when we were kidding, it's because it's mostly funny, when his wife tweeted that he set a record for most games without an error,
that's pillow talk.
It speaks to I'm sure-handed. Like, and Nick is sure-handed. He usually, when he can get to it, he catches it. The problem is, he didn't get to it as much as, you know, Marsh or Rojas.
Shout out to his wife for, you know, having his back, because that's basically what that was. You know, when she's sending out tweets and stuff, she hears him talking. I'm speculating again, everybody. I don't know this for sure. And she sees how frustrated he is, and she goes into protection mode.
Yeah.
And she's trying to protect him. So, I mean, I get that. I totally get that.
So Scott also mentioned us. He didn't completely rule out when you asked about Bryce Harper. He said he doesn't think so. But he also said at the end there he thought that Houston is more likely than this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Houston's the next series.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, but it also tells me this could be close, right? If
Scott, so you might see him Sunday?
Well,
I think you might see him Sunday.
Maybe. That's the ESPN Sunday night game. Who knows?
Yeah.
You know, Bryce likes to make an entrance. All right, 215-592-9494. The Phillies Can they make you a full believer this weekend by beating the Mets? I thought it was interesting that Scott said they could do more harm than good this weekend, right? Like, they do good, we feel good, but they got to keep going. They do bad, it's, you know, we sound the alarms on Monday. I think he's probably right on that. All right, your phone call's there. We have a pair of tickets. Phillies, Padres, Tuesday, July 1st, 6:30 first pitch at Citizens Bank Park. We're going to be there. Come hang out with us and watch the game. Xfinity fireworks show after the game that night. For tickets, Phillies.com. We got a pair today. Tri-Day Friday. Fun things to do when the power is out. Family-friendly answers, please.
I'm looking at a three.
Family-friendly answers, please. All right, let's.
And slather Vaseline on
that
me.
Right there, probably. Yes. That dog probably won't.
Yeah, and of course, we have the unveil today of the top three athletes in Philadelphia right now. I have a sneaking suspicion that Jalen Hurts is going to be one or two, and I just don't get it. I mean, I guess the best way I could frame it without getting upset here is I just don't get it. Hugh tried to give us a Rocky analogy earlier.
Tried to. Y'all didn't get it, man.
No,
y'all just don't get it. And y'all live here.
I think you're underrating Jalen Hurts now.
I'm not.
You are.
I'm just telling you how people see him and think about him.
But then I think people need to wake up.
He just made up some whole story about how no one ever believed in him.
He's not Rocky.
I mean, I
didn't. He's a Heisman Trophy candidate.
I think I did a pretty good job of.
You spun a web of lies.
I know. It was a joke.
I think I did a pretty good
job.
You're
lucky I even graced you with the Rocky music for that.
I think that people felt that when I did that. I feel like people were with
me. We'll get to what you people comment on.
I feel like that
later.
Resonated with folks.
Yep.
He's
right.
Too good to be compared to Rocky.
I feel like it resonated.
I actually think I think you're slighting him.
Yeah,
when you
compare
him to Rocky.
No, not at all. I'm trying to get you inside the way that you people feel.
Rocky was nobody.
we'll get to how you people feel.
Rocky was a charity case that Apollo just wanted to, have to beat someone up, a tomato can.
It's Friday.
It is Friday. I know it's Friday.
No, I'm just saying, you people. He was talking about the you people.
Oh, well, I'm still on the Rocky thing. All right, Mario's up. What's up, Mario? Mario?
Yes.
Oh, what's up, Mario?
What's up, Mario?
Hello?
Hello.
Yo, what's up? Yo, my bad, man.
It's all right.
Hair. I'm at the barber
shop. I heard the buzzer. I heard the buzzer.
What's going on? Hey, I just want to comment on the tri day.
Okay. All right. What do you got?
What I got is sitting around with your kids, get them marshmallows, make some s'mores, and just talk and enjoy the family and tell stories and talk. And the story I tell my kids is how Elliot cooked Joe the other day.
Oh,
wow. So tall tales.
You know, I got to tell you, I was going to say that was the best answer we got today until that last little jab at the end, Mario.
Yo, don't hate on me on that. I'm trying to come and kick it with y'all, man.
I like the answer. And you know what? When I get home today, if the power's not out and it's getting dark,
make them s'mores.
We got the fire pit in the backyard. A little, you know, we make the fire. I like that.
Grab some matches and just get it cooking.
I'll make some s'mores.
That's like Elliot cooked you.
Well, again, I like this answer before all that. All right, Mayor, what do you believe in the Phillies? Do they make you a believer this weekend?
I've been a believer. I ain't never doubt on them boys, yo. I've been a believer. We good. We good. We just got to relax. We good. We got this.
Well, we got to beat the Mets because I'm tired.
We're going to beat the Mets. We're going to beat the Mets.
Well, Mario, I'm taking your word for it.
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Yo, man, what's good, man? You know what I mean? Yo, you need to come to the barbershop. Let me fade that beard out.
I'm about to
you.
Say, man, I ain't. Oh, the beard. I'm about to say because, man, I ain't got no hair.
You know what I mean? I'm going to fade that beard out.
I appreciate it. I'm trying to let it grow, though, but I ain't got no hair. But I mean, I might take
it. You letting the hair grow or the beard?
No, I'm just letting the beard grow. I'm just like letting the beard grow.
Before I get off this phone, man, I really appreciate y'all, man, to the end, man. Y'all get a lot of people through their day. And y'all get me through my day every day, man. I love listening to y'all, man. It's all in fun and games with me talking junk to you, Joe. But Elliot cooked you, though. But I love y'all, though.
All right. Mary, I appreciate your call. We're happy to have you as a listener. And
thanks
I disagree
a lot, man.
With the
appreciate
cook.
You listening.
And it is a good. And we're going to remove the cooking me from it. But the marshmallows. You think he cooked me because you agree with him. I mean, that's the way these debates go. Whoever you agree with. Yeah, that's who did the cooking.
They lit Twitter up yesterday. They were talking about it. They still, you know, people still talking about that.
That's good. I mean, yeah, that's what people
I mean, you
do.
You know, rent free in people's heads.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, I mean, whatever. They react to the show and they talk about it and they send it around. They say, here, watch this video. Elliot cooked Joe. I mean, that's fun. So I'm glad they did that. But it is a good answer. I do like the fire pit with the marshmallows. You have a fire pit? Have you ever had a fire pit?
I've been to one. I don't like s'mores, though.
What do you mean you don't like s'mores?
Like burning marshmallows and chocolate.
Who doesn't
not
like
my,
s'mores, man?
Delicious.
That's crazy.
What do you love? Do you like chocolate?
I do like chocolate. I don't like chocolate with graham crackers and marshmallows, though.
Do you like all three things individually?
That's a wild
I'm not
take.
A big fan of marshmallows.
Okay. All right.
I like graham crackers, though.
You don't have to have marshmallows.
I don't like them. Don't like them. Meh.
If we were hanging out by a fire pit, you wouldn't make a s'more?
Mm-mm. Not a s'more. Well, not a s'more either.
More s'mores for me.
Yeah, all right. You got to go for it.
Kiva in North Philly. Hey, Kiva.
Kiva.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Kiva, hey. What's up?
I'm pretty upset because Mario just took my answer.
Oh, no.
So I'll have to think of something else.
Okay,
but,
you can do it.
You got time.
I'll think about it. But, yeah, I'm going to the game tonight and Sunday. Got wheels on the mound. We're facing Blade Tidwell, so I don't know anything about him. But I feel like tonight it is like a must win because we can't waste another Wheeler start. And, you know, with the way Jesus has been going, I'm not super confident. Like, I'm confident, but, you know, it's a bit of a toss-up with him these days. So.
Yeah, I agree with you on tonight. I mean, obviously they have the next two games if they do drop tonight. But, they have an enormous pitching matchup. Kiva, they've had pitching issues. I think they just called this kid up from AAA. I think he made one appearance. I mean, we got Wheeler against a guy that just got to the big leagues. We got to get this game. And then the next two games, it feels like more of a toss-up, like just the pitching matchup. So let's get tonight. I agree with you. It's a must-win. And then even if we split the next two, we got ourselves a series win here.
Yeah, I totally agree. And then one comment on the list. Mm-hmm. I got to say, I think I agree with you. You know, you got to, like, think about the way people in Philly – view their athletes, because, you know, it's not necessarily the top 11 best, like, most talented athletes. Like, in my opinion, I feel like it's more like the top Philly athletes, like how they, you know, what they've done for the city and all that. Like, I mean, Nick Foles got a statue, and we don't think Nick Foles is like one of the greatest quarterbacks, you know? So I think that's kind of where, like, because I don't think Jalen Hurts is top three, but it's in my own opinion, but I understand where people are coming from, because it's like, you know, he's Jalen Hurts. He squats 600 pounds or whatever. He kind of just, like, embodies the city. So I feel like that, you know, they love their quarterbacks. So,
well, I understand that. Yeah, I get what you're saying. Like, almost like what he helped bring the team, that and what the doubts all. I get it, Keith. I understand. What did you you had a little time to try to think there while you gave your takes. What should we do with the power out?
All right, I'll fast forward a few weeks when Jack Fritz's book comes out. I'll read that, light a little candle and read it in the dark.
I actually have a book.
Oh, Jack Fritz, his book come out a couple
weeks?
Yeah,
you know what? And Kiva, I'm glad you brought that up. Kiva, we appreciate it. Read Jack's book. I pre-ordered that thing.
And what happened?
Well, I thought I was told June. It's June 20th, and I keep looking in the mail every day.
You ain't got your book yet.
The Ring the Bell book. I don't have it yet. So I'm like, yeah, that's a good one. And I'm going on vacation in a couple weeks. I got a long flight.
You wanted to read it.
Well, I thought I'd have my book for my flight. That was part of my plan. And now I may need a backup book here. 215-592-9494. All right. Kiva said read Jack Fritz's book in the dark. You need a light. I do have a book dark. Light, though. I have like a battery-powered book light, so I can do that.
That's funny. Read it in the dark.
I never thought.
Will it be available in audio book form?
Do you think he would voice his own book? Well, I mean, No. The guy's a radio host. You would, like, who else would
You'd
they get?
Think, right?
I mean, why would they get someone else to do it? He'd just do it himself.
So is he going to, I'm curious, is he going to do like a signing, a book signing? I would think so,
He's
right?
He's doing, I heard something on WIP the other day, right before one of Joe Conklin's shows coming up in July.
That's cool.
I think in Ocean
City. Who else
is
writing a book?
Camera?
Camera's writing a book.
The camera's got a children's book. Yeah, books everywhere around here at WIP. All right, 215-592-9494 for your phone calls here. This weekend series, can the Phillies make you a full and true believer? For me, that's where they're at. If they win this weekend and play well this weekend, I'm in. And I haven't been fully in the entire season. All right, on the Castellanos thing, something he recently did that I found interesting, and I wonder what will come of it. We'll hit on that next. Your phone calls. And Jalen Hurts, he's going to be a top three athlete today. I don't get it if he's one or two. And I know everyone has different criteria. For me, it's just excellence as a player. And I don't think he's as excellent as Saquon or as excellent as Zach Wheeler. 215-592-9494 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big spot. 2-1. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Belted. Up the alley. Right center. And that ball is gone. Francisco Lindor turns the game around.
Oh.
A grand slam for Lindor. Mets lead 4-1 here in the bottom of the sixth.
Oh, my gosh. It's awful.
Yeah, I'm tired of it.
Why did I play that?
Enough. Well, because we need to change it starting tonight. That's why you played it.
A reminder
that this is huge tonight. We got to stop this. They are, 12-4 their last 16 against the Phillies. We got to change it. Kyle mentioned earlier that when Ranger pitched last year in that playoff game, it was like base runners kept getting on and we kept dancing out of it. That was like when you ever try to stand on thin ice? That was like the whole thing just cracked.
Yeah, I don't fool around with
that. Well, I didn't. It was more an analogy than anything else.
I got it.
You don't fool around on thin ice?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you knew what I meant, though.
No,
you,
I knew
you stand
what you
on
mean.
A block ice and it cracks, and then you're in trouble.
You work your way out of danger.
Speaking of things you don't do, we'll get back to the Phillies in a sec. You know what today is the 50th anniversary of?
What's that?
Jaws.
Yeah, I saw that where it scared everybody.
Well, of course.
And
you
know
you
irony,
most especially.
You know what the irony is?
What?
The shark was broken when they made the movie. The shark was broken, and as you notice, there's not a whole lot of scenes where you saw the shark.
Mm.
It was the mechanical shark kept breaking down.
Oh.
So it was certain scenes where they just shot. It was terrifying because of the thought of the shark being in the water.
Of course.
You know what I mean? It was just, Roy Scheider did a great job. They just did a great job of shooting that and terrifying everybody.
It is one of the most influential movies ever. I mean, like, 'cause everyone thinks about it, right? Like, even if you don't let it consume you with fear, like, you know, it's in the back of everyone's head since the movie. Anyway, I thought that would resonate with you because we know.
Oh, yeah, I don't fool around in the water. Yeah. Somebody asked me about the beach, going to the beach yesterday.
Yeah, were you gone?
Nah.
Somebody, there could be wolf feels in there.
No, you know, because I was talking about, they were talking about vacation.
Yeah.
And you know, like, hey.
Yeah, go to the beach for vacation.
Do you like to go snorkeling? Or I'm like, no.
Sounds awesome.
I'm like, no, I ain't doing none of that. Like, do you sit on the thing? Snorkeling. I'm like, no, I ain't doing none of that. I went snorkeling one time.
I feel like you'd sink.
No, I went snorkeling one time, and when I
where
went,
you? Right, bottom of the ocean.
And I went, and you know how the fish, they swam up to you.
Yeah.
And I had a thought, I was like, damn, if these fish swim up to me, then a shark ain't got no problem swimming up to me and oh, biting no. my
but
ass.
But they're not there, the sharks. That's the whole point. They don't make you snorkel in shark-infested water.
Yeah, wolf feels might be.
Yeah. Yeah,
I've snorkeled in shark water.
Yeah.
In Australia.
Were they, like, hanging out with you?
They were pretty far down. Like, it was the Great Barrier Reef, actually.
Mm. Oh, that's cool.
Swam off, like, there was, like, a drop-off. And you could, like, you couldn't see the bottom of the ocean. Pretty scary stuff. And there were sharks, like, pretty far down, but you could see them, and they were doing that thing where they swim in a circle.
Were you scared?
Well, I was, I mean.
Did you hurt me out of the water? Because you know they're pretty fast, too.
Yeah, but, I mean, I don't know, the guy we were with, and maybe these, like, Australian people are kind of nuts, but the guy was like, nah, it's cool.
Where they're fine.
Well, it's not that big of a deal. See, that's famous last words. It's not that big of a deal.
Well, I'm here.
That's true.
Unfortunately for all you.
Yeah.
It's like that cat. I remember that cat. I know you heard the story about the dude that was hanging out with the grizzly bears every year.
Oh, yeah. Grizzly man, right?
Yeah. And then they ate him. I mean, it's not
yeah,
funny,
but I
got eaten.
That's different. That's...
I mean, but it's like, because he was, hey. Like,
that's a scary.
Have you ever seen that video?
The clip, like, is so scary.
No, not the clip. The whole, he had a documentary.
Oh, I know. I saw it. Yeah.
He named these grizzly bears, and he talking to them like they're people.
Yeah, but that's on him.
Yeah, like, that was,
no, he
was,
he
lunacy.
Was hanging out. Yeah, he was
but
hanging out
with
them. If
you make a life of hanging out with grizzly bears, eventually it's not going to go well.
He was hanging out with them for years. Mm-hmm. He used to come back, and he named them, and he said, oh, they got, he was saying stuff like, oh, they have a family. The family has grown, and da-da-da-da-da. Hey, Maisie, or whatever you used to call it.
Yeah, I mean,
Bear ate him.
Yeah, I feel bad for the guy, but he had it coming. All right, before we get back to the phones here.
the headline, Jaleel on Grizzly Man, he had it coming.
I mean, if you hang out with grizzly bears all the time, I mean, isn't it true, though? And, like, what do you expect? At some point, it's an animal. I mean, like,
you're taking penitentiary.
There you go. That's like the line. I was thinking of that, just like, maybe said it in a different way. All right, we mentioned this to Scott. I'm curious what you think about it, Hugh. Nick Castellanos saw a story this morning that he now asked the Phillies and asked Rob Thompson, and Dave Dombrowski said they're going to do this, to provide him with the metrics that they're seeing that he's deficient in. Like, so he understands the numbers and the data, because as we were saying to Scott, he doesn't make errors, right? It's not like Nick Castellanos out there butchering, you know, the ball right at him or you know, looking ridiculous out there. He's not getting to the baseball. His range.
His speed is not like what it used to be.
Yes, and I think... my theory is he doesn't understand it, or he doesn't realize it. It's to the level that they are obviously seeing, and that's why the other night went.
It's become a whole problem.
What do you think
of
him asking for the data and them saying, "All right, we'll show you"?
I think that's good on him, because now he has something to go off of. Because if they're telling him that he's not the guy that he used to be, and he thinks that he is, and the data shows him otherwise, either one of two things is going to happen: either he's going to you know, receive that and adjust, or he's going to be even more defiant. I don't strike him as a guy that is going to be more defiant, because just like, you know, it kind of makes sense now, Joe, because when you talk about the play that he made in outfield, when he made that diving catch and he pulled his shirt out, he was basically calling them female dogs. And that,
female dogs.
He made the play. But, and that was great for him, because it served him well for the way that he felt. Recklessly speculating. But if the data proves that over the long haul that he's not that guy, then that's something that he's going to have to come to grips with. But I don't think he's there yet. So it's going to, you know, what we'll find out in the sampling size of the next, what, couple of weeks, about a week, I would think.
Like if they take him out again?
Well, 10 games. You know what I'm thinking? Maybe because Topper seems like the type of cat that's going to allow him to play. It might see. Here's the thing: is it going to be a detriment to the team? Because these games this weekend
are huge.
I mean, that's a good one. But I think that there's going to be moments where he's going to trust him enough to leave him out there. And if he doesn't make the play, then you know
I also wonder if maybe if they each look at the data, they can make him better. And when I'm like, they're not going to make him faster. But yeah. I mean by like,
let's, or just be in better position.
Right. So let's just, I'm just going to pretend. Let's say he's been poor going to his left. Mm-hmm. I'm just using that as a potential example. Well, I wonder if there's a way that he could just stand 2 extra feet to his left on certain.
Or get ahead of, like some guys, they go to
shade
a point.
That
yeah,
way, right?
Yeah, like, they get to a point.
Yeah, it's almost like, you know, if we use a football example, if you know a safety's losing step a little bit, maybe he shades a little bit over that way where they might throw the ball more.
Yeah, he can make the play.
Right, so it gives him an extra shot. So I don't know if it's going to make any difference. I actually think the whole thing is a good thing. I mean, of all the potential outcomes this week, him saying, okay, show me what you're looking at, I didn't expect that out of him. I think it's a good thing. I mean, I've always thought Nick Castellanos wants to win. Is he kind of a space cadet half the time? Yeah. But I don't think, I've never felt like he just dogs it and doesn't care. I think the guy wants to win. He's just, he's different, to use a Hugh Douglas word. He's different.
He's definitely different.
Yeah, let's go to Joe Mayfair. Hey, Joe.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. And I'll give you my what to do in the dark, which I've done also as a kid.
Okay.
But the Jalen Hurts topic, it's nauseating because, and I was speaking to Kyle about it, we vilify the quarterback week in and week out on sports talk radio, right? Not just one day, not just one play, not just one quarter. We vilify almost each and every decision that a quarterback makes watching our home team for 4 quarters, not just highlights.
Mm-hmm.
Under the microscope all the time. And it's either one way or the other consistently on sports talk radio since Jalen's been the quarterback or anyone's been the quarterback.
Right,
in town. So it's part of the story. It's part of radio hosts for the most part on WIP or one way and radio hosts or the other way. Kyle doesn't have him on his list. The camera doesn't have him on his list. That's going one way. And then you have other people going the other way. That's just how the world works. And the lack of respect for how people feel or not giving a quarterback credit for when he does make plays when it counts. And I'll give you this, like in the second half of games and close games, you know how many turnovers Jalen Hurts has had the last 3 seasons?
Well,
can you even think of a game that was close where the ball was in his hands and he made a mistake that cost the team a win? Can you think of one on top of your head?
That was it, right? That's the last one I can remember. Yeah, yeah.
That's it. And the quarterback has the ball all the time. Doesn't that count for more than other players?
Sure. I mean, he did throw a pick to end the Falcon game. I mean, Saquon dropped it, but they got the ball back. He threw a pick.
Yeah, I know, but he threw the ball to Saquon. Do you hear what you just said?
Yeah, Saquon dropped it.
But we don't vilify Saquon for that loss, for not having home field throughout the entire playoffs, do we?
Yeah, well, they probably shouldn't have thrown the ball
there.
That was a coaching decision that was probably...
I understand, but he dropped the ball. We make excuses for somebody that we like better.
Well, he needed to catch that ball.
Okay, but we vilify. Devontae Smith is so well-liked and beloved, but he made 2 drops during the season that cost the Eagles drives or
Falcon,
chances to
Falcon, win. The commander game. Yep.
Pick-a-throw. He's on the list.
Well, he wasn't on my list, but yeah, he's on the list. Yep.
But that's my point is we vilify the quarterback position because it is under a microscope all the time. That has to count for something when you look at a player in this city to win a championship. To beat the best quarterbacks that they say he's not as good as. He's never folded against a top team and top quarterback. That's the difference of why the city loves this guy so much. Back in the Lindros days, fans loved Brind'Amour more than Lindros. There are certain players that are liked more because they have that grit. They play with it. Utley wasn't the most talented Philly in the 2008 team. Brian Howard had more talent. J.B. Rollins had more talent, but he became a better player.
It's a
and
really
the fans
interesting perspective. I agree with the whole premise. What confuses me is we didn't do this all year. Like the love for Jalen, and maybe it's just like the Super Bowl flips everything. But that's where it's confusing to me because we did this every day last year, and things you're saying were true then, right? Like even before the Super Bowl.
The two games after the bye week, he went ham, but the radio stations didn't focus on him having phenomenal games.
Ham is crazy.
They didn't focus on that.
Ham?
It was just, we'll have to see if he can do it for a longer period of time. Well, it was just a fluke. Well, he had a good game.
Well, yeah, no, October through November was his best stretch. So you're right. Yeah, that's true. I'm just saying.
That's my whole point. Right, is we vilify him 10 times more than we give him praise when he's doing phenomenal.
Right, but
and that's why the fans revolt against sports talk hosts who don't put him on their list.
Well, that's fine. I mean, you can be mad at DeCamera or Kyle. I don't care. I mean, like, I'm not defending them. I'm just what I'm trying to understand is why the it's the same player. It's that we just lived through a whole same season. He was doing good things in it. I mean, I remember we did a show in October. I said, he's playing really well. And then everyone was like, I don't know yet. I was running the Jaguar game or Bengal game or something like that. It's like everyone either ignored it or didn't want to fight for him. And then he won the Super Bowl. And then it's like, see, he was great the whole time. And I'm like, but why didn't you tell me that during the season if you believed it? It's odd to me that it's flipped so strongly so quickly.
Because it's the narrative. When Lane Johnson has a false start in the 1 yard line against the Rams game, people don't mention how big that was during that game because we kicked the field goal on a tush push. He doesn't get vilified for making the most stupidest bonehead false start play that causes a touchdown in an important game. We don't vilify him for a week on Sports Talk Radio, do we?
No. Well, I mean, no, but he's a right
Carter's
tackle.
Personal foul that he cost us a game when he whacked someone way after the play, and Nick gets pissed. But we only hear that for 1 week because we vilify the quarterback position because it's 10X. And that's why people put him so high, because what he has to deal with in this city, what he has to overcome, vilified and put down. I'm telling you, Hugh's partly right. Rocky did become a left-handed boxer in Rocky III. He did put the work in to become a better boxer, not just a brawler.
Right, but
that's what Jalen's done.
Sure, but he's not an. I actually think that I get it. I get what you're saying. I get Hugh's analogy, but he's not a nobody. He's a very talented player. He's not like Brock.
No, he was a nobody in the beginning, and he was put down. And people in the sports talk station said he would not be the quarterback in the city in 3 years.
So then you're right. Then I'm right. Then there's a guilt trip here. We're flipping this around because people feel guilty.
I just think a lot of
he's not
fans
Brock
are
Purdy. He's not Brock Purdy. I know, but he's not Brock.
But tired
Brock
of
Purdy
the
is
narrative
Rocky.
That he's not good enough, Joe. I'm just telling you, we're tired of hearing the narrative that he's not good enough.
Nobody says
and
he's not good enough anymore
for him to fail. What?
Nobody says he's not good enough anymore. We just don't put him up there as a top three quarterback in the NFL. What is so hard to understand?
But I'm telling you, that's the reason why fans
please?
Do.
Is he
trying to? I know, but. But now we've had two calls this week that someone thinks he's better than Dan Marino. Like, do you realize that? Like,
he's not.
I know you don't think that. But, like, there's a – I know it might sound ironic saying this on talk radio. There's got to be some sort of, like, happy medium we can all find here. Like, there's got to be. He's not Marino.
It is. But I'll put it this way. He's got ice in his veins when the moment is the brightest, where Joel Embiid does not.
Oh, I agree.
Crawled
I agree.
Up under a rock.
Yeah, I know.
So there are so many players. Claude Giroux crawled up under a rock later in his career and blamed everybody else. Jalen doesn't blame anybody else. He doesn't crawl under a rock in the biggest moments. And when you have the spotlight on you in a city that wants to win a championship, and it's up to you every single day to be the leader on a team to do that. That's why the fans put him higher.
Well, I see it. All right, Joe, what do you got? What's the activity to do when the power's out?
Best thing to do. Everyone grabs a flashlight and you play hide and go seek in the dark. It's scary. It's fun. You don't know where anyone's at. You can kick a chair, kick a sofa, trip up the steps. It's scary. So I hide and seek in the dark is absolutely
pretty fun.
Yeah, my kids will love that. If there's no power tonight, we're doing that. Joe, good one. We appreciate the phone call. Maybe we'll do the s'mores and then we'll do the hide and seek.
The s'mores.
Yeah, I'm afraid I'm going to fall down the steps in the hide and seek though. All right, so I think he kind of was on the same wavelength as you.
Yeah, he was.
But it all goes back to, why are we doing this? It's almost like we know it's not true. We just want to feel better about it. Like, well, I'm not saying you. I'm saying in general. I feel like people are now overrating him to combat the negativity or combat all. Like, it's weird to me. Why we got to do this?
I look at it like this, Joe. When we talk about elite athletes in this city, a lot of times the storyline is, okay, well, he was good, but he folded under pressure. And I think particularly last year, especially with the way Jalen played and had to adjust his game. Because like I tell you, I sat in the press box, and I heard people complain about the way that he played all year long. But he would sit in that press conference, and he didn't say a whole lot, but he was never bitter, and he never lashed out.
Well, until he played well. He did lash out that week.
Well, when his lashing out is what? Is that what y'all wanted?
Yeah, right.
That AJ's lashing out is crashing out.
Well, AJ, you see what I'm saying? Jalen's more mature.
Yeah, it's one of those things where normally when athletes crash out, when the fan base ridicules them and heckles them, they lash out and they say, "Well, I couldn't stand y'all anyway," anything like that. Jalen's never done that.
Well, he's smart, yeah.
Well, he could have easily lashed out because he was getting a lot of heat.
Yeah.
He didn't do that.
And more power to him that he didn't.
And I think people admire that because think about all the other athletes that have come through here, and you know, when it gets a little tough for them, they want to talk bad about the friends. Tobias Harris, remember when he said, "Oh, they're traded for a crumble cookie," whatever.
Like way worse players than Jalen too.
No,
like way worse.
But I think people look at that and because he didn't do any of that and he brought you a championship.
Yeah.
Is the reason why they hold him in higher regard.
What I've heard a lot this week, you're framing it that way, a lot of callers, is Joe, give him extra credit. That's all I keep hearing. Mm-hmm. Nothing about his play. It's give him extra credit.
But it is his play, though, Joe, because he's over. Mm-hmm. Like, this is the thing that you guys are missing. You're right. There are other better quarterbacks in the NFL.
Even finally. Just this city.
You're right.
Saquon and Saquon and Wheeler. They're better players.
I've never said Jalen was the best quarterback.
Well, you said
NFL.
He was number two.
He's the number two quarterback in the NFL, yeah. Okay. I never said he was the best. Patrick Mahomes the best. Mm-hmm. But Jalen has that it factor. I think for both of you guys and for most people that are talking about this, you need something tangible that you can sink your teeth into. When you talk about Jalen,
no, but
whether that's stats, whether that's arm strength or whatever,
no, it's just excellence week to week on the field.
No,
excellence.
But there's something about him that you can't quantify, and that's the thing that I look at. I remember when I met DeSean Jackson the first time that I met him and Shady McCoy. Wasn't familiar with either one of their games, but it was something about both of those guys when I met them. I was like, oh yeah, they can play. Like it's just Derek Burgess, same thing. It's just something that you can't put your finger on.
Sure.
But Jalen has it.
But they all could play. But to me, we're at the point where we're not judging him against nobody's, right? Like to me, and I know we all have different criteria for our lists. And the afternoon show is going to unveil the full top 11 with the top three today.
Mm-hmm.
Like when it's the quarterback list, we're parsing him against the best quarterbacks in the world. Mm-hmm. So then you got to figure out where he goes in. He's being ranked next on these lists this week, and he's going to finish in the top three. We're talking about Zach Wheeler and Saquon Barkley. These guys are two of the best in their profession. I mean, they look like they're going to be in Hall of Fame contention when their careers are over if they keep going.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I just feel like we're almost disrespecting them to create the story of Jalen. And to go to Joe's point for a second, about all the ridicule the Eagles quarterback gets. Well, I said this to Elliot the other day. Then what's the point of these conversations? Does the Eagles quarterback just get to be number one no matter who he is? They all take crap. It's like, or the whole thing about winning the Super Bowl. Like, then what's the point of any conversation if the answer is, well, he won the Super Bowl? Then just take the quarterback list every year that everyone makes and start with the guys that won the Super Bowl and then rank everyone else below them.
That's kind of how
I
do it.
Yeah, but
I mean, to be honest.
But no one believes Eli Manning's better than Aaron Rodgers.
But Eli Manning is going to the Hall of Fame.
Right, that's fine. Yeah. Because
Eli won.
But the discussion is worthless then.
There's no debate about that list. Like, that is a factual list. If you're just ranking people who have won a Super Bowl or won a championship, every list is the same.
Right.
Well, see, because I think what we're doing is this, and I feel where you guys are coming from, because you're talking about any quarterback. You're talking about like Trent Dilfer's, the Brad Johnsons and guys like that. He's not in that category, in my opinion, because he's went the two, and he's played extremely well in both games, given his deficiencies.
Eli won two.
Yeah, but Eli's a Hall of Famer.
Right, but he's not
so better than Jalen Hurts.
But he's not
right now. He is.
I would take Jalen over Eli Manning 10 times out of 10.
Eli Manning is a better passer than Jalen. And yeah, I said that he was a better. He might have been a bubblehead.
And he have like 40 million interceptions.
But Eli Manning was a pretty damn good quarterback.
But Jalen, sure. I think Jalen's a better overall player than Eli Manning.
I give you that.
Okay.
So I'm able
to separate that somehow from the amount of Super Bowls that he won, because I understand through logic and reasoning.
But see, that's
team stats.
That's where you missed the point though, Kyle, because
there's something about Jalen that he overcomes these situations. Now, let's if we want to go back into history, let's be honest.
Overcomes what, though? He's on the best team in the NFL.
Let's be honest.
Nothing to overcome.
How many people thought when that game started, as well as the defense was playing, that it would be the way it would go the way that it went? Because everybody said,
not many.
Well, you know, because we know they're gonna stop Saquon. We don't know what Jalen gonna do because of everything that we talked about all year long. Well, he had games where he looked a little lost back there, and everybody was asking what he was doing. He was immaculate in that game.
He played great. I mean,
he was immaculate.
Yeah. I mean, I did try to tell you Monday that week they could blow him out.
No, somebody did, and yeah. I didn't believe it because knowing what I know, or knowing how I felt, I was like, okay, this is gonna be a tough game. Jalen came. And he saw every blitz. He picked up everything that they were trying to do, and he dropped the ball in when he had to. Now, I know we can sit here and say, well, the defense did this, that, and the third, but he still made those plays.
Sure he did. I mean,
and that's why he's number two on the list.
That doesn't belong there. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, Phillies, activities for when the power is out for a pair of tickets to the Phillies. And when we get back. So we know the top 11 list will be finished today. Hugh, I'm going to try to take a stab at something.
What you got?
I'm going to tell you what the top 11 athlete list in Philadelphia will look like 3 years from now.
Ooh.
We're looking into a crystal ball. The future. 3 years from now, top 11 athletes in Philadelphia will be. That's next. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. And FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the best place to get all the MLB action, from hits to total bases to home runs. They've got a lineup filled with your favorite wagers, or if pitching is more your thing, FanDuel has a deep bullpen of bets from strikeouts to shutout innings. Either way, don't get caught looking. Join today. Maybe we'll put together a parlay later in the show on FanDuel for the Phillies and the Mets. New customers get started. $200 of bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to step up to the plate. FanDuel.com/GIGLIO for your chance to score $200 in bonus bets. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official partner of Major League Baseball. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.